This recording, Belgium 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I think my basic English has been given there in the language lab, which was horrible because it was kind of 4 hours of language lab in a row. But you did learn your English pronunciation there. At the end of my university studies, I gave 2 years of classes in a university of Spain, where the students had to have a certain degree of English in order to get their degree in engineering or pharmacy or whatever. After that, we came back to Belgium. In the meantime, I had 2 kids, and I decided to raise my family. So my English was mainly limited to contact with friends, or especially friends in the United States. But I didn't speak that much English all those years, till the moment in 1998, when I got a chance to start an MA in Drama Studies in University College of Dublin. And so I commuted between Brussels and Dublin every week in order to take classes and to do my work over there. And then, of course, my English contacts were weekly, and I think my English increased in that moment enormously, I hope at least. So at home we talk Dutch with the children, with my husband, but also in my house the contact with English is much bigger than it was when I was a little kid, because of all the English movies coming in from the United States, which are not dubbed, but which are undertitled. So the original English is heard, actually, also all English songs and all kinds of things. So the contact with English, even if you don't want it, is in principle is very, very big here in Flanders.